Well, it's a very good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Aritasiet, and I'm coming to you from San Sebastian in the Basque region of Spain, here to celebrate the Eurovision Song Contest with you.
This is Barre from Spain.
Hello, this is Manuel Navarro. I'm from Spain.
Hi, this is Alfred.
Ana Maria.
From Spain. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Yeah, so on this week's show, I'm going to play you some fantastic tunes right across Europe from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. We are still on the road traveling around Spain and France, and currently at the moment we're in San Sebastian in the Basque country and the Basque part of Spain. So as we are here, we're gonna head over to Bilbao and the Spanish entry of Eurovision 1973 in Luxembourg. Here it is, the song that came second, Montadares with Eres Tú.
Eres tú como una mañana de verano, como una sonrisa. Eres tú así, así. Eres tú toda mi esperanza. Eres tú como lluvia fresca en mis manos. Fuerte brisa, eres tú, así, así, eres tú.
Eres tú, como el agua de mi fuente, eres tú.
Montadares with Eres Tú, Spain's Eurovision entry in 1973. There's a lot of history with this song. The group have had a remarkable string of hits Most notably was this song, Eres Tú, which means in English, You Are. It was a runner-up in 1973. It was a massive hit the following year in Europe and in the United States. And Eres Tú became one of the only Spanish language songs to reach the top 10 in the United States, peaking number 9 in the Billboard Hot 100 chart, and also reaching the top 10 of the Adult Contemporary chart. The B-side of the single was an English language version of the song called Touch the Wind, but radio stations preferred to play the original A-side version. And there were also several covers of the version of the tune, both in English and Spanish, one of which was Touch the Wind, as done in English, before becoming which was a minor contemporary adult hit in the United States. And the song was re-released in English as Touch the Wind in later years, and subsequently released in German as well, which I'm not going to pronounce. Also in French, Italian, and in Basque, which the group originally come from there in Bilbao. Two musical groups that came together. And the song in Basque was Zuzara. So, there we go. In 1973's Eurovision Song Contest, it was marked in scandal. The changes that Eres Tú was plagiarized, and it was accused of all sorts of things. And it was accused of merely a rewrite of the Yugoslavian entry at the 1966 Eurovision Song Contest, Brez Best, sung by Berta Amorosic, But nevertheless, Eres Tú was not disqualified, and after winning second place in the contest, and as of basically of 2013, and even still to this day of this article I'm reading, but in 2019, the highest score for Spain was 125 points. And I think it still goes to this day, because Spain, bless them, haven't got anywhere close to the top three or winning. The last time was in 1995, Annabel Conde with Vela Conmigo. Right, enough of me rambling on. Let's play that Yugoslavian entry in 1966, because I'm curious to hear this, and I'm sure you probably are too. Here is the song Brez Best, sung by Berta Amorosic.
Brez Best, bova našla se nekje, zraka v roki šla naprej, ko da mnogo let ni mimo. Brez besed, brez vprašanj in brez laži, bova našla košček sanj, ki živi.
vas jutro i seraš sna. Svično željo dašeg daj, bi neki tiši san. Si našla svoj pristan.
Blue and red, like I'm watching you and me. Every little thing you said led me to fall in love with you. Then you tried to fix me and I wasn't strong, but you were not a composer, I'm not your song. Strange chords, different rules. How can I mix red and blue together? And stormy weather.
Slovenia 2016, Manuela with Blue and Red, if you didn't guess, listening to that song. Coming 14th out of 18 places with 57 points at the second semi-final of Eurovision 2016. Now, a bit of a shame for poor Manuela. The performance, I thought, was all right. It was fine. But it really just didn't stand out during the contest. And she was overshadowed by two big hitters in that semi-final. Before her performing was the Australian Dami Im with Sound of Silence, who actually won that semi-final. And coming after Manuela was the Bulgarian Polly Genova with If I Was a Crime. So two big hitters there, which sadly didn't work out for the Slovenians. But a really interesting point here is that in the second semi-final, the songs that came first and second and fourth were towards the top of the semi-finals there. So the Australians, the Ukrainians, who ended up winning, and also the Bulgarians, which ended up coming fourth in the end of the grand final. But Australia actually won the second semi-final, with 330 points. Ukraine came second with 287 points. And Bulgaria finished in fifth place with 220 points. But above Bulgaria, Belgium came third with Laura Tesoros, What's the Pressure, coming third. And Lithuania's Donny Montel with I've Been Waiting for This Night, fourth place with 222 points. But both Belgium and Lithuania, respectively, came 10th and 9th in the grand final. So it was completely rejigged for the grand final, as you can see. Right, now it's time for our first of two requests this week. So thank you very much to everybody who's been in contact with us this week. And the first request goes right across the North Atlantic to Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And it's a very good evening, bonsoir to you, Javier. Thank you very much for tuning in, and thank you very much for your request. He sent us some really nice words to myself and Rob about last week's show. I hope you enjoyed it. Javier certainly did. And he has a request for us, and this was from the UK National Final in 2018. Yes, me and Rob were there at the Brighton Dome. Here is Liam Tame with Astronaut.
That's a whole lot of tears, babe. That's a whole lot of fear. Lying on my car, staring at the stars. So go ahead, let it all out. No more hiding away now. Let your worries fly, we'll burn them all tonight. When all your world falls apart, oh, I'll come pick you up. Oh, I could be your astronaut. Let me take you far away. I say I could be your astronaut. Take your body into space. When gravity's pulling you down and you can't breathe, and hold it real tight. Let's take off, let's get so high. Hey, where'd you wanna start? Jupiter or Mars? When all your world falls apart, oh, I'll come pick you up. Yeah. Oh, I could be your astronaut. Let me take you far away. I said I could.
There's a branch on a tree.
There's a tree in the meadow, and that's where I long to be.
Meet that bird on a branch.
Meet that branch on a tree.
Meet that tree in the meadow where you said you loved me. Sing, little birdie, sing your song. Sing, help our love along. Sing, little birdie up above. Sing a song of love.
There's a bird on a branch. branch.
There's a branch on a tree.
Where we carve, darling, it shows there for all the world to see. Neath that bird on a branch.
Neath that branch on a tree.
Where we promise our true love for all eternity. Sing, little birdie, sing your song. Sing and help our love along. Sing, little birdie, up above. Sing a song of love. When the years pass on by and we're with you and I,
and the bluebirds are singing their sweet love songs in the sky,
we will dream of that bird
on a branch, on a tree.
And that tree in the meadow where you said you love me. Sing, little birdie, sing your song. Sing and help our love along. Sing, little birdie, up above. Sing a song of love.
Oh, isn't that awesome? Pearl Carr and Teddy Johnson, the United Kingdom Eurovision entry for 1959's Eurovision Song Contest. That was in France that year, in Cannes. And Sing Little Birdie, Rob. And I'm not, I think one of them passed away in the last couple of years, but they were living in the same nursing home until, I'm sure it was Teddy who passed away.
Oh, that's yeah. Sad, isn't it? But they were fairly elderly.
They were, yeah, performing at 1959's contest. It was a year after my dad was born.
Wow, he must be very old then.
Oh, the in-laws, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, sort it out. Right, okay, well, Rob, we've had some nice words from Barry in Sydney, and we're going to hear his random normal request coming up very soon. So that was really nice of his kind words.
It was lovely, and we got another email from Javier Lavelle as well in Montreal.
Yeah, it was lovely. And thank you very much for your kind words, and everybody who sent in the warm messages as well. Really appreciate it. David Nicholas as well, yes. Right, okay. Rob, it's now your time to do your special thing. What is it?
Rob's Random Request.
Right, so if any of you who haven't heard the show before, Rob is my lovely husband. We're currently on holiday in San Sebastian in the Basque country of Spain at the moment. And we do Rob's Random Request. So, Rob has two hats. There are little bits of paper in both of these hats. Now, in one of the hats, there's little bits of paper with countries on. So you've got all the way from Andorra to Yugoslavia. And then in the other hat, he's got little bits of paper with years on, all the way from 1956 to 2019. So, Rob, would you like to dip your hand in to the first hat and give us a year for the Eurovision?
Okay. Okay, I've got one. Okay. 1975.
Oh, 1975. Okay. Now, this was in Stockholm, Sweden, the year after ABBA won. And the Netherlands won this contest with the song Ding A Dong. So, which country are we going to play? Uh-oh.
I've selected the Netherlands.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh. Oh dear, were you serious?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's another
a winner for a change.
Yeah, it was their last winner until this year. So we're going to hear the song that beat the Shadows. Mm. Everybody remembers the Shadows, Hank Marvin, they had a song, Let Me Be The One, Loving You Tonight. It's a really good song, actually. It's lots of good songs in 1975. And I might play another 1975 entry, actually, straight after your random request from the same year. So what is it, Rob? It is...
The Netherlands, 1975.
And here is Teachin with Ding A Dong.
Sing tomorrow and you walk along with your ding ding.
Renato representing Malta at the 1975 Eurovision Song Contest. Malta had a bit of a sketchy time as soon as they came into the family of the Eurovision, because when they debuted in 1971 and then the following year in 1972, they both of those entries sang in Maltese and they both came last. It was quite sad, and I think the Maltese were pretty upset at that fact, and could quite understand, because obviously the Maltese language sounds completely different to anything that you hear in Europe, mostly. So Malta disappeared for a few years, from 1973 and 1974, and then they came back in 1975 and came 12th out of a field of 19 with 32 points, so they were quite happy with that. Their first ever entry sang in English. And basically, after three entries, they experienced only modest success with this particular entry, which we just heard, and Malta withdrew from the Eurovision. Now, interest returned and developed, certainly, in the 1980s, but due to the restrictions on the number of entrants, the country wasn't eligible to enter. So following the Netherlands' withdrawal of the 1991 contest because it fell on the same day as the Dutch Memorial Day after World War II, Malta was able to take part in the vacant position, and thus the contest succeeded as the Maltese representatives in 1991, Georgina and Paul Jordi Minor with Could It Be, came fifth, and the EBU moved things around and allowed Malta to enter. Wonderful. And they're still here with us until this very day, which we're all glad about. The George Cross Island is such a beautiful place, and they provide some awesome songs, as we'll hear more of them as the weeks and years go by in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest and the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. Okay, it is now time to keep you updated with what's going on in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news. Today on Sunday the 8th of September 2019 with me, Kieran Aritati, it's your host for this evening. Well, this year was a big one for the Spanish representative, Mickey. Not only did he represent his country in Tel Aviv, but also delivered summer party hits like Lavender and Celebrate. He's already on tour most times of the year with the Operación Turón forecast, and he was taking part in. But this week, Mickey announced big things. His debut album, Wormza, will be out sooner than you think, and he will go out on his own tour this winter right across Spain. So if you would like to find out more, then follow Mickey on Twitter at MIKIOT2018. The Dutch broadcaster has announced that the Netherlands will be internally selecting their entry for Rotterdam and next year's Eurovision Song Contest. It has been announced by SVT, the Swedish broadcaster, that David Sundin, Lena Henriksson and Lena Hedlund will be hosting Melody Festivalen next year. Now, traditionally, Belgium are one of the first countries to reveal some news about the following year's contest, and this is no different. Belgium is the EBU member with two broadcasters, the Flemish and the Walloons, and this time the Flemish broadcaster VRT will be responsible, and they've already kicked off their conversations with various artists, and it's looking likely that they will have an internal selection, though nothing is written in stone yet. And finally, Australia have announced that Jordan Anthony will be representing them at the Junior Eurovision Song Contest in Poland later on this year. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm your host, Kieran Uri Tussiet, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM on the beautiful south coast of the United Kingdom and East Dorset, West Hampshire, and across the beautiful New Forest.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Mahmoud from Italy and this is my song, Soldi.
In periferia fa molto caldo, mamma stai tranquilla, sto arrivando, te la prenderai per un bugiardo, ti sembrava amore ma era altro.
Beve champagne sotto Ramadan, alla TV danno Jackie Chan, fuma narghile, mi chiede come va. Mi chiede come va, come va, come va.
Penso più veloce per capire se domani tu mi fregherai. Non ho tempo per chiarire perché solo ora so cosa sei.
È difficile stare al mondo quando perdi l'orgoglio. Lasci casa in un giorno, tu dimmi se
pensavi solo ai soldi. Soldi, come se avessi avuto soldi, soldi. Dimmi se ti manco, te ne fotti, fotti. Mi chiedevi come va, come va, come va. Adesso come va, come va, come va. Ciò che devi dire non l'hai detto. Tradire una pallottola nel petto.
Prendi tutta la tua carità. Menti a casa, ma lo sai che lo sa. Una sedia, lei mi chiederà.
Mi chiede come va, come va, come va. Penso più veloce per capire se domani tu mi fregherai. Non ho tempo per chiarire perché solo ora so cosa sei.
È difficile stare al mondo quando perdi l'orgoglio. Ho capito in un secondo che tu da me
volevi solo soldi, soldi. Come se avessi avuto soldi, soldi. Prima mi parlavi fino a tardi, tardi.
Mi chiedevi come va, come va, come va. Adesso come va, come va, come va. OLD, OLD, Habibi d'Alena. Mi dicevi giocando, giocando con aria fiera. OLD, OLD, Habibi sembrava vera. La voglia di tornare come prima.
Io da te non ho voluto soldi.
È difficile stare al mondo quando perdi l'orgoglio. Lasci casa in un giorno, tu dimmi se
volevi solo soldi, soldi. Come se avessi avuto soldi, soldi.
Lasci la città ma nessuno lo sa. Ieri eri qua, ora dove sei papà? Mi chiedi come va, come va, come va. Sai già come va, come va, come va.
Mahmoud with Soldi, coming second for Italy at the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest. I did have 19 on the mind, but there you are. So 2019, there we are, Soldi. And Soldi is one of the biggest summer songs here and around Europe. Soldi means money, and it got to number one, obviously. In Italy, it did. It came to number 5 here in the Spanish charts, and also in Switzerland, and it got to number 8 in Sweden, and number 12 in Austria, and 16 in the Netherlands and in Norway, 32 in Germany, and also and 67 in France, and 73 in the UK. So that is pretty impressive. And his latest single, Barrio, has currently got to number 4, is his highest place in the Italian chart. So congratulations to Mahmoud. and also for his second placing at this year's Eurovision in Tel Aviv. Okay, it's now time for us to dream of a Eurovision song that could have been in my eyes at least.
Dream world, I can fly among the clouds over great mountains high. Dream world, across the clear blue sky.
Yes, this is Dream World, where we play a song here on the Eurovision Showcase, which I think should have represented the United Kingdom and may have given us a better placing than what we did on the particular year. So this one comes from 1999. Okay, so in 1999, the UK was represented by the girl group Precious with Say It Again. Now, I'm not taking anything away from the girls. They did amazing to come 12th in Jerusalem at the Eurovision Song Contest 1999. And they had a fantastic response from the British public, who got the song very high in the charts in the UK back in 1999. So that was very good to see. But I think this song could have done incredibly well for the UK, and I think at least it could have got into the top five. Sweden eventually won that year, which was Charlotte Nilsson's Take Me to Your Heaven, and Iceland came second with Selma with All Out of Luck. But this song got to number one in the UK charts in April of 1999. It got to number three in the Irish charts. It got to 100 in the German charts. This woman is also famous for being in the film Love Actually, where she played the role Natalie, and she won quite a few awards for that appearance. And also she was Tiffany Mitchell in EastEnders between 1995 and 1998 before she was killed off. So here is the wonderful Martine McCutcheon with Perfect Moment. This is the song which I would have loved the UK to have sent to the 1999 Eurovision Song Contest in Jerusalem, Israel.
Perfect moment with you.
Oh, I feel about 12 again. Mateen McCutcheon there with Perfect Moment. This week's Dream World for the 1999 UK entry for Jerusalem, Israel. Now it's time for another request. And this gentleman comes from Sydney, I guess, Sydney, Australia. So here is Barry Cahill. And Barry, you have requested this amazing song from Belarus in 2014. Myself and Rob were there in the audience there at the 2014 contest in Copenhagen. We immensely loved it. It was the grand final and it was awesome. Oh, the atmosphere was incredible. And this wasn't particularly my personal favourite, but it's fun. Here is Teo with something they do amazing here in San Sebastian in Spain. If you ever come, it is cheesecake. Yum.
Yeah, baby. Once I gave you one more chance, you showed me dance. But I'm not Patrick Swayze, you know Jennifer Grey. I told this story, but I'm so sorry. I lost my train of thought when you called me my sweet cheesecake. I don't wanna be a trophy head today. I'm not gonna be a boyfriend, it's too late. I look over all the maps trying to escape, cause I'm tired of being your sweet cheesecake. I don't wanna be a trophy head today. I'm not gonna be a boyfriend, it's too late. Over all the maps trying to escape, cause I'm tired of being your sweet cheesecake.
Cheeky thing. Belarus 2014 cheesecake there. Thank you, Barry, for your request. Barry from Sydney there, thank you very much. And now it's time for a classic from Sweden in 1986. Idhir Kala Shalik from Lasse Holm and Monica.
Känner en lättande
what an awesome tune from Sweden, 1986, coming fifth. That is It Elikala Shalik, which means Is This What You Call Love, from Lasse Holm and Monica Tornell. Oh yeah, stacks of me get to them. Now it's time for Iceland, 1990. Here is Stoyin and the amazing song Ed Karen. One more song. Iceland, 1990, coming fourth in Zagreb in then Yugoslavia. Now time for Live and Kicking, a part of the show where we play a song live from Eurovision itself, and we're going to 1994 this week. It's Edyta Godniak, Tonia, the song that came second for Poland on their debut. Yeah. So thank you very much for tuning in to the Eurovision Showcase. I have been your host, Kieran Ari Tussiet. Thank you for the requests from the lovely Barry and Javier. If you want to get in contact, you can email us, escshowcase@gmail.com, or also on Facebook and Twitter. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase. But I'll leave you now in the capable hands of Edyta Godniak for Poland in 1994. Arrivederci, au revoir, Helvidesein, Wislat. Do widzenia, as they say in Polish, and I'll leave you here with Poland 1994 coming second. Toodaloo! Środka ksiądz.
ma młys moich łez, tylu łez. Jestem po to, by kochać. Wiem, zanim w popiół się zmienię, chcę być wielkim płomieniem. Chcę się wzbić ponad światem, ogrzeć niebo
online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.